Sire, there is no more money.
We gotta get some money. That dirty Turkish shark back, Black Morton.
You people think we just improvise this stuff.
From the keyboard and stuff. And
but
from
no,
the
we have to rehearse this stuff all week long.
And we have to ride this bicycle treadmill that runs the electric generators that make the power spew out over the airwaves, out into the invisible air, where your ears pick up the rare material and strange music that this station plays, such as the Hour of Slack.
Stuck in an availability room somewhere deep beneath the surface of the earth, the Reverend Ivan Stang, made of pure cream cheese and three pieces of toilet paper, has rebuilt his entire personality from a foam-like mug distributed by the Church of the Subgenius through
WCSB, if you call it a travel force. And it's just not getting out of the
center. Welcome to the Hour of Nothing. So we had such a good cue there. I thought maybe you could use that.
No, I don't care about. I don't care about creative cues.
That's all you need about
money for their station.
There's only one thing that matters between birth and death, and that's donating to this station to keep it on.
This station will be hauled off dead in a casket tomorrow if they can't pay their electrical bills. And Lonesome Cowboy Dave will have to quit writing those CDs. Scripts because no one will be able to pay him $75,000 a year to do this show. It costs money to do these kinds of elaborate productions, friends.
But friends, it's not real money. It's the kind of money that you need to make your life twirl around like a little Twinkie stick. It's the kind of money they give you in outer space. The kind of money from deep, deep in the cosmos. It's not.
No, I've convinced somebody,
money.
And the
nothing
number
nothing as flaccid and
is.
Tricky. Nothing as
rocky,
clinky silver dollars. No, we're talking
about
psychotronic subphonic money. The kind that'll bring you a long sleeve shirt.
Sire, there is no more money.
We gotta get some money. That dirty Turkish shark back, Black Morton.
They're here.
A minute.
It's showtime, time for the Subgenius Hour and a Half. The show that dare not even exist. Join us now as we rocket away out of normal time into showtime.
It's mysterious, evil, spooky, eerie, creepy, wacky, kooky, fun.
It's the Subgenius Hour of Slack.
And here we got the brains, the whole operation. Faster signal goes out from here to the satellite. We pump it out all over the world. Pretty fancy, huh? Not too familiar with it myself.
You're buying time. Time, friends.
Because Mr. Moneybags, he's paying a salary.
Salary?
He throws in $100 a week, and consequently, I can't preach against drinking because his ass box is full of beer.
I hope he's talking about you, my friend. Pay us
I
not
can't
to preach,
against
about
cigarettes
beer.
Because they all smoke.
For
I have
me.
To let them out for 15 minutes between Sunday school and worship service so they can go out and light up a Chesterfield or something or the end of.
And what kind did Jesus smoke, friends?
It's time to open your heart, close your mind, unzip your lips, and bend over because you're about to receive the word of Bob. And pull out that wallet, friends, because it is pledge drive time.
Okay,
praise
yeah.
Bob. It's either the last pledge drive for a while or the last hour of Slack. This could be your last chance, folks.
I thought you boys understood. It's business. That's all it is. You still don't get it, do you, boys? There ain't no countries anymore. No more good guys. They're running the whole show. They own everything, the whole damn planet. They can do whatever they want. What's wrong with having it good for a change? Now, they're going to let us have it good if we just help them. They're going to leave us alone. Let's make some money. You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
You're going to make $1 million.
Yes, dear friends. It is, in fact, pledge drive time. And that number for you and everyone else you know to call is in Cleveland, Nevada. Yes, it's 6900. And you can remember that because it has a 69 in it. That's a secret number. It means that's like when two little rabbits get into each other's rabbit holes. Friends, this station, referred to herein, hereafter as this station, can, in fact, and must be reached at this station. And I know you want to make us look good. I know you want to help us look good in the eyes of the station. You know, it's a student station. I'm not exactly a student. Friends, it's so you know what you must do. You must help. Friends, if you are listening from Sweden, if you are listening from China, if you are listening from Japan, if you are listening from Iraq, send that money in to this station and put it to the name of Hour of Slack. Because if, you know, friends, if we don't start getting some of those calls coming in, I'm going to be forced to go back to my old pledge drive tapes, and in fact, I'm going to do that right this very moment.
You're
going to
make $1 million.
Dear friends, this is your dear pastor, Reverend Ivan Stang, calling out to you from the depths of my heart. And I can see so many of you sitting there hovering by your phones, waiting. Now the phones are ringing here. We're doing great. This time we got all the beautiful girls, the mighty studliest of genius ministers sitting here waiting to catch your call. They're all busy. But if you get a busy signal, just call back again, because we sure ain't going to turn down a bit of your money, dear friends. You know that. That's one thing you can always trust to Bob. Listen to those things going off in the background. And so for all I know, maybe these... Oh, yes. Oh, we got... This is one of the callers that wanted to meet Reverend Stang at a cheap motel. That comes with the $200 pledge.
Yeah. Baby. Sire, there is no more money.
We gotta get some money. That dirty Turkish artifact. Gordon Blacken, Becken, Hacken, Mecken, Ha.
Wow.
Wild Wild Dave is here.
That, where can you get an argument like that, especially when your head is square, your pocketbook is elongated, and yet your listening pleasure is far from orgiastic? If you were like into physics or geometry and stuff, just for the pure radiation sickness of it, you know what I mean? Just the slamming and banging of the animals as they pledge themselves to oblivion.
Friends, you're animals too, just like us. And you need sustenance, just like this station does. This station is an animal. It's a shuffling beast.
This monkey doesn't survive on peanuts.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, huh? Towards Bethlehem, PA. No, this station is not a monkey and does not survive on peanuts. It will not be your big bad bitch. It must, if it is to, what is it?
Survive.
Survive, that's right. It's like the...
Must. Or prevail.
Prevail.
To even prosper.
Because you could just survive like a la Island of Dr. Moreau, but yes, you want to prosper.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You want to live it up, baby.
You want to be able to dial ear any time, night or day, and go, okay, that's my soul. You know, that's my thing.
Well, you know, it could be that someday they could dial ear 90, and there'd still be a station here, but it wouldn't be what they were expecting. It'd be Rush Limbaugh. The 18th version of his daily show.
Followed by Hannity discussing what Rush said. Followed by, what's his name? Pegleg Wooden. Never mind.
Followed by dead silence as an EMP shuts off all electronic machines in the North American continent.
As the emergency medical system transpires across all the way from the Canadian Arctic all the way down to Hexico, as the whole planet shuts down, you can hear the doors slamming.
Are you going to let that happen, or are you going to call?
The door's open.
This station, baby.
Bathby, baby.
For 15
Well, minutes. I guess they're not. Okay, I'm just going to go right back to...
I mean, when this show ends, if you haven't helped the station, what you know as reality is going to come to a crashing halt. You see what I mean? We were playing that cheery music because we wanted to be positive. But you know, frankly, friends, positive thinking can kill you. Look where positive thinking has gotten most of the world so far. people say it, oh, Reverend Stang, he's a pessimistic booger, but frankly, I'm worried that my most pessimistic predictions might turn out to have been, in the long run, idiotically optimistic. And our fear tonight is that you out there taping this show will think, oh, well, well, they'll stay on the air or not, whether I give or not. But folks, if you don't pledge, the world will literally come to an end at the end of this hour. If you, and I don't mean just some of you, I mean you, the one listening right now, oh, you're laughing. It's going to collapse around your pathetic ears, but you nihilistic teenagers out there, oh, no future, man, no future. You know, that's why if the rival cult that wants these airwaves had this hour, they'd have raised $10,000 by now. And you know what they'd do with it? They'd build concentration camps for the likes of you, you abnormal, you punk, you old hippie, you humanist. You sub-genius. So friends, you know, the money isn't just for the hour of slack, it's for the totality that is
this station.
It isn't just for us mutants. It's for your very mind, your very soul. And you wouldn't believe how close your soul is to being sold out. Dear brother or sister, between your job and the drugs and the lies, listen, you need every bit of slack you can hang on to. But we have a special form of slack in store for you tonight. Not stored in souls anywhere, folks. And the type of slack you're going to be getting is guilt. Guilt. Tonight we're going to whip us up some guilt. And some of you are saying, oh, it's pledge time. Reverend Stang's going to rant all night about money. And you'd better be afraid that that's true, little Bobby, little gimme Bob out there.
At this level, our salesman can see the top of the ladder and is well on his way there.
Hey, praise Dr. Dark, who pledged $19.98.
$19.98, or...
No, $1,998. And...
That's a new unreasonable record. How can we top that from one collared green?
Here's how we can top it when we get one from Australia. That's who just topped it. The Reverend Chain Smirker, listening by internet, called all the way in from that distant climb, that wombat-ridden land.
That wombat, you could hear kangaroos in the background.
The Sheilas and the Roos are all humping together and rutting on the Barbie of the shrimp and all of that. And friend, how come it is that we're getting calls from as so far away as Australia and Cleveland, and yet we haven't heard from you? We haven't heard from you, my friend. You're our only friend that we haven't heard from.
Is it a moonless night, friend? Is the wildebeest crying in your left ear making you want to go things to your mucilaginous passages you've never done? Forget about that stance, that stay-at-home, hate the ether way of thinking. Get out there and pledge your numbers.
You gotta do something, and those numbers are... No, that's... Yes, it's no...
6900.
6900.
That's 6900. I hope you understand the significance of that pronunciation.
If you spell it the nuclear way.
Dave here has a pronounced speech impediment.
It's not an
impediment. Well, very well pronounced.
It's a highly stylized fashion way of expressing myself.
Hey, and you could be on the radio too, just like us, if you could just bribe us with those pledges, friends.
Yeah, it's true. We might even let the numbers of the, the evacuation numbers?
Have you noticed that we read your number out on the air? We give your home address? Well, no, not that, but your
social
your church
number.
Name.
Yeah, your entire church name.
And don't you want to talk to Princess Wee in person? This is not a recording. I mean, if you talk to Dave or me, we're just recordings. She's real.
And when you call her, you not only get to pledge your monies, your hard-earned scrids, to a baseball cap for 25 premiums. I mean, you know, people talk about local alternative and college radio stations as if we had some hidden treasure here in Smallburg, Pepeytown, USA. You know?
We do.
Isn't it true?
You're it, Dave.
You're it. Oh, no. They're it. Are we it? No. They're it. The vast listeners, some of them are a little bit too heavy and need to cut down on the food a little bit, but...
That means you're it until you call in. This station.
The Radio Farm 2005 begins on noon Sunday this November the 6th and ends on noon Sunday, November 13th. On Friday, there'll be a special opening.
An opening? You like openings, don't you?
Yes, orifices everywhere.
Creases.
Dents, grooves. Like the convolutions in your...
The dents. How often do we recognize the importance of dents as sexual appurtenances or a sexual... There is an aspect, a sexual aspect to the dent, just as there is an opposing one to the bump. And you can learn more if you call and talk to the actual queen of all the UFOs at this station. That's the only way for us to get your address so that we can send you the postcard that reminds you to send the check to this station. Because you can do that, friend. You can do that if you're listening to this show by internet 3 weeks from this pledge drive. If you're listening to this show on one of our beloved other stations, such as WREK in Atlanta or beloved any of them, you can still support your local hour of Slack station.
You say to yourself, "Oh, I listen on the internet. I live out in Wyoming.
Play that post office box back in."
However,
send it.
Send it.
You've got that stamp. You've got that pencil. You've got that MP3 of this show. Write that address down. This station. There's only one Clevelandite who cares or knows anything. All of our fans are from somewhere else. That's why you, far away, have to send those trickles of surprise checks. And you can always put some weird little extra clipping or statement
a
in there.
Mark
some,
on it.
Some random surrealism to confuse the
not
nice volunteers,
you know,
here at the station that open your mail.
We've received some absurd objects that, you know, have no explanation. So please, it's better off with the stained toilet paper going ew than looking at something for 3 days and having to call in a nuclear, nuclear. And remember, friends, these pledge-a-thons are like radio wars. They seep down into the consciousness of the average citizen and make him not want to pledge. But if you want to fight back against constipation, radio broadcasting, flaccid, placid, overweight, understyled, incorrect,
overly easily understood.
Overly easily understood radio.
Unlike this show.
Connect in now with and say, I'll do virtually anything. And especially to piddle your exogenous zones.
Piddle.
If you'd like to taunt to the lovely princess we are,
can't you taunt to her?
You're going to get more than an exogenous experience. You're going to get an awakening that's going to thrill your sphincter and your family's collective sphincters for thousands and thousands of years. And I'm not exaggerating either, am I?
Dave, you can't exaggerate.
No. There's no way of exaggerating the importance. Look, if you pledge now $50, we'll send you a hoodie. Now, we all know that means it's like a really cool sweatshirt. But in your sick imagination, you could probably make it seem like some hoodlum was going to come to your house, bark down your cattle, cause cerebral damage to your grandparents, and blame it on somebody else. Or kill me. Or you could kill Bob.
Yeah, you could. You could just do that instead of calling this station. Then just at least, look, even if you're lying, even if you're one of those hypocrites who just wants to talk to Princess Wee and have her take your number down, go to a bunch of work, and have some other volunteer send you the postcard reminding you, and even though you have no intention of ever actually paying, go ahead and call anyway.
Okay,
who knows? You may decide that suddenly you'll get a conscience.
Okay, Officer Stain, could you please step aside? We have enough of the hard cop. Bob, you want to come over here and tell them what they'll get?
I'm afraid nobody wants to do, Bob. And Bob doesn't want to come over here. He's just looking at us now with a weird glare, so I'm going
to
shut up.
There are people who want to do, Bob, and those are the people you should really avoid.
I don't want to imitate him in his presence, and if he doesn't want to talk, then, but okay.
Never, he hardly ever does. And when he does, it usually is some message about Mars needs women. He's stuck on that Mars and women thing.
And he'll go back there.
Venus doesn't need women.
It's got all the women it needs.
Venus isn't practically nothing but women.
It is a woman.
So wise up, man. What are you going to be? Mars, a Martian, a Venusian, or an Earthman? Or a listener who calls in with that pledge right now. It's just a pledge. It's just a promise. That's all.
What are you going to do when it starts raining and you want to be the hippest encumbrance on your whole golf?
And there's not, and you're just dry. You're just a dried up old raisin of a person.
You're
going
to need an umbrella to keep out the sunshine once the sun goes nova.
You're not an yes. What more could we? I mean, it all adds up. It comes to that great fruition, that conclusion. Everything points to that number, and your pledge to that self same number at this station.
Synchronicity so vast, it includes you right as it's out in front of your nose. 687. Yes. 100.
Okay, I'm gonna give him no more chance, and we'll just
I'm gonna call the same policeman that
there
I was trying to get in, and go out and arrest some of these slackers. And I say with a small L in a bad way.
Right, that's it. The small S for slacker. These aren't real slackers.
And have them brought down here and give me $40. And I promised to pledge $20 for a white or black logo shirt, and then use the rest of it to buy a beer.
I mean, it's like you get, and it's tax exempt.
Yeah,
you're
just
tax unripeable.
Just think about
when
it. You can currently, let's not get into it.
You can crunt. You can crunt, man. Don't you see, man? You can crunt now.
These figures he had on those figures there. It knits and weaves stories you can't understand. Unfortunately, if you don't have the imagination to supply that part, at least you will have supported this station.
Don't be a nitwit, friends. Go for it.
This station
is where to send that check if you're not hearing this live, but on some insane playback later on.
Yeah.
Be a superhero, friends. Be your own hero for once.
Can you imagine yourself careening down the slopes in one of those knit winter hats? You're cruising down those. You're slaloming. You're shushing. Yeah, that's right. You're shushing. And suddenly you realize. Suddenly you realize you're shushing down the cliffs of Garfield Heights. You're not in New York State.
You're in Gotham City itself.
You're Batman.
You pledged. You paid. You sent the money in, and now you feel good.
You're
good.
You're Buckmore.
I feel bad.
You're Buckmore, all right. You're built for this job. That's right. You can see thousands of miles in the future and in the pasture. You can see things others cannot see, and you see in your future. A $30 lodge!
In the year 1998, the men from Planet X shall descend on this earth in power and glory to lift up those dues-paying subgeniuses who went to subgenius.com and did the right thing. Yes, the right thing!
What
they
will they be wearing?
Down into that deep, deep, deep pit in their body, that dent, which they found, yes, the most secret, intimate organ of their body, the wallet. And they extracted it, and they pulled from it
gently
those dollars that they
gently
then
first
rubbed upon themselves.
Yes,
and then
first.
They blessed it against a picture of Bob, and then they put it against a picture of their mom and their dad, and then they put it in the mail and sent it to the station. That some genius tongues might e'er wag.
Fluid and full of dragon pus.
For extra pizza at the station staff meetings. Friends, when you donate to this station, you're not just helping us improve our equipment, stay on the air, and make a better signal. You're helping to pay for the pizza that makes the station staff meetings bearable.
Some of these people actually stay alive on the stale pizza that they eat after the station meetings. Don't you understand how shoestring these thumbs are and these budgets are that it takes to bring you this
the Dicks to bring you this great entertainment here on
this station. And now this.
Wait a minute.
Under the good old boys are here tonight. We'd like to welcome you down to the television mission. Don't forget, if all you can do is sit at home, then try to keep yourselves awake and dial the phone. Call in for pledges.
Call in those pledges.
Answering the phones this evening.
Beautiful Dr. Zaphod.
Best thing you can
Reverend.
Dial this number that you see on your screen as quickly
Cecilia.
As you can with a contribution to the television mission.
In revolting genetic accident, take your smelly shell elsewhere.
Yes, Dave, you disgusting creature.
Think of it, Stang. Even Fireshine Theater endorses your church.
Well,
sorry I had to use that word.
But little listeners, you may ask, is there hope? Listen, you little listeners, whistling in the glistening mists, listen to these inspirational words from the Book of Lies, chapter 10, bankruptcy, verse than ever.
Six.
The passage runs, and I quote,
ever.
If you be tired or depressed,
12.
If you've got that rundown feeling, remember, you're not just anybody. You're special. You are living proof that God does not exist. Yes, you, little listener, if you are like most of the people who listen to this show, are proof that no supreme being could ever exist.
I love New Mexico.
It's a duck hunt.
Please, don't start. Please.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got to start anyway. I don't want to start, believe me. Dear friends, I've got to admit, I'm just too depressed to do a good show.
Come on! Get up off that chair! Follow me!
Now you can have
something to sell.
We all know we're in the art of selling.
We create a mental and an emotional climate of
unconscious selling. Right in your own home.
And you could call in and you can talk to there's some sexy ministers on the lines tonight. Your prayer partners are here ready to receive your promise. Your covenant with Bob, friends. Why, the evil Dr. Zaphod here picked up, he got one from Joseph Prowl for $200. And I happen to know that one's not a joke. Now, I know that, you know, not everybody can give that much. You know, Dr. Drummond and I once talked about, you know, who means the most to Bob? Is it the little old lady who, you know, doesn't have anything at all to her name, but she donates a quarter, her last quarter? Or is Bob more impressed with the rich man who could give $1 million but only gives 10,000? We prayed on that, friends, and we realized that in Bob's eyes, that rich man is the only one that's going to get to heaven because he paid more money. So I want you to call. We got to sell you, friends. We're not just going to sit here and talk. Bob said we had to party, didn't he? Didn't he? He said we had to party. Didn't say we could. He said we had to. And so, we must also sell. Praise Bob and thank you.
Or they're destroyed.
When everybody sells,
we're all selling.
For we all have something to sell. Yes, everyone selling together, mighty symphony of prosperity. For we all have something to sell.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night.
Every night.
Just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper.
To whisper, dear friend.
Go to sleep.
Everything.
Everything
is just
fine.
Right. It's just fine.
When we were born into this life, we were destined to make it right. It's predetermined. And this is our fate. We're singing this song.
Singing this song so you can relate.
We are going to save the universe. We are going to save the universe. We are going to save the universe. This time.
Friends, it looks like we might actually save the universe this time. And only it's not really us saving it, but these fine sub-geniuses.
Wonderful, wonderful callers who have pledged.
These pledgers who have pledged in and callers
it's
such
a
as
grateful
Reverend
moment.
Steve Sinek, a faithful sub-genius The one that we always depend on when we miss the recordings of the show. He is the one who has them.
Thank you, Steve.
From far away in Chagrin Falls.
Chicken
much
Falls.
To our chagrin that he's so far away, and yet he can hear the show.
Down
and,
in the valley there.
Chris Sazikas, or Sazkas, or whatever. For even here in Lakewood, Ohio.
Oh,
so there are people
you,
locally who do care. But the great Rex Ouroboros.
Rex, thank you.
Has called in to help us from the brotherly sister station in Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, no, I can hear the corks popping
Ravoporous,
now.
Who, he has reserved the Destroy All Monsters video, I'd notice.
There is no blame.
Oh, the great David Bachner.
Thank you, David.
He is the David Bachner in Toronto, Canada.
Genius
Isn't
man.
Isn't that nice?
Wonderful
listeners
fellow.
In Toronto calling in.
Yeah,
David Bachner did not just pledge. David Bachner put us on the internet, you might say, and kept us there for a long, long time, and we still can't leave. Scott Points in Athens, Georgia. Now, what kind of a show is this that we get calls from so far, far away?
It may be Athens, Ohio, no?
No,
no, it's Athens,
no, it's Athens
Georgia.
Oh,
I wish I was in the lambent cotton.
And he's getting the Slovenian glasses and the Hour of Slack Triple X. That's a good choice.
And another CD. One. Here comes the lovely Miss Wee. Princess Wee
brings
another one.
Chris Turner, the Reverend that's Antichrist. Reverend Antichrist.
A turnip cannot pledge.
That's
same,
not
I'm
quite
afraid.
The same as Reverend Antichrist.
No, it's Antichrikes.
Antichrist.
Antichrist.
But right, Antichrist. To Mobile, Alabama.
Oh,
a survivor.
I wish I were in the land of Hotton again.
A survivor of the terror. Of Hurricane Ivan.
Oh,
and Her Highness Hell No in lovely Lakewood, Ohio.
Another Lechtener.
Hell No, who is the creator of the Bobby Awards almost every year. Did I mention John Visnavkas?
No, you're Vinalkas. Thank you, John.
Vidiskas. But we love you, John. Yes, Bob is a. This
Stang
is a religion
has a hard
of love.
Time with names, so just and imagine he has anonymous. Read them and pronounced them anonymously.
Too late for the anonymous one. Anyway, thank you, anonymous, again.
Thank
and again.
You, all of you who were and shall ever be Montonymous.
Montonymous Bay.
Hey, you don't have to be monogamous or a baseball cap wearing, winter knit hat wearing, aficionado of music and diverse talk and spunky rhythms of strange ideas and beautiful searches into the past. Like when we go tripping down memory lane. Oh, yes. There are lots of jugs.
I talked to a listener. There's a listener in Detroit who thinks you're real smart. Remember that? We met that guy. We met this guy that said that he thought you were real smart, and he gave us all those Fire Sign Theater albums.
And that man was himself extremely big.
He gave us
damaged
each copies of all the Fire Sign Theater albums on
and
CD.
And only 72% of mine actually worked.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I hadn't even tried to play 72%
of mine. Oh, I played as many as I could. Oh, yes. Yeah. And someone goes... Oh, we're all bozos on this.
Well, you know, the CD technology is crude.
Mine is, yes.
And yours, of course, is even cruder. And then there's your ears, and then there's the stuff in between your two ears.
And there's what comes out of my mouth, which is also crude.
But
not as crude as the sweet crude we're pushing, ladies and Germans.
A bubbling crude.
If Eichmann were a vastly vaster man... If Adolf Hitler did all he can, we still wouldn't hate you as much as we hate ourselves for you not pledging. What the
let's
hell?
Let's just go. As puzzling evidence once said.
Let's get the flop.
Let's frop up so we can get back to hating the conspiracy instead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Puzzling evidence said that about frop.
Oh, I thought about 40 times. Have you frop pipulas?
Yeah.
Well, what's there's no they can't get any habsopsia from pipulas if they pledge to this or any other.
No, I wish, but these Tibet that's an imported herb that's pretty expensive. from Tibet.
Now, Buddhist llamas, or is it just the alpacas? Do any of these different animals, how do they ingest it? With their teeth?
No, that's not the way it works. The llamas, holy men type, Tibetan llamas.
Well,
you
claim to be a holy, you know. What? You know.
The frop only grows on the graves or droppings of those holy men, or on the graves or droppings of the Himalayan Yeti.
Yeah,
the great
Yeti.
That's
what I thought.
Yes, these, or in America, that would be the Sasquatch or Bigfoot or the, what is it, Homo hoaxus.
Poor wacky hacking man. That would make no sense, Dang. Anyway, so if you were a Yeti and you were just to randomly go out and poop in the backyard, would there a Dalai Lama emerge from a Habsipropzipulus bush?
No, but if you, that would be the only place in your yard where you could grow the things,
okay.
The plants.
Yeah,
well, I know they only blossom during a full moon. So
it's like wolfbane, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it is dangerous.
It is wolfbane. It's exactly the same thing as wolf as the well, not the wolf. There are different plants that are called wolf's bane.
So one is
one of them is a slightly poisonous thing that grows in the Balkans or someplace.
But that's lycanthropic,
and that helps. That helps psychological lycanthropy, but then physical lycanthropy can only be.
So if you combated
by Habsipropzipulops, which is why when you run out of frop, you turn into such a bastard.
I just thought you were going to say, you know, if you had the original wolfbane, you'd still turn into a wolf after you smoked it, but you just would think that you hadn't. But if you smoke real Habsipropzipulus, you not only will think you haven't turned into wolf, you won't.
Or you will, but you won't care, which is even really the best, I guess.
Well, you were at the deep end of the pool now, and I don't know if I can swim that well.
I don't understand. Actually,
I dived right in, and this is where I'm at. I'm kind of like over my head. Anyway, so none of these people have pledged for well, never mind.
Oh,
I'm
they might not know where to pledge. Of course, they need to pledge to this station. And are you too, Mad Bob?
Someday you'll be the Bishop of Tinkleberry. Yes.
Someday we shall bring Bob back to life. We will find his old pipe shanks and stems. We'll scrape them out and get bits of saliva. We'll retrieve the DNA of the original Bob before he was killed any of those times.
As part of our master plan,
and
Bob will not only live again and walk the green earth, he will sell again. And you will be one of his victimless crimes. You shall own what he does not. You shall become a part of a vast invisible fortune, which grows more invisible with each second. Yes, please, give us some
money.
All right.
Alms for the poor.
Penny for the old guy. Penny for the old guy.
Can you spare a quarter for an old altar boy, father? Can you spare a quarter for an old altar boy, father?
That's it. Yes, friends, you too can be exorcised. You can have the demons of money exorcised from your wallet. You can do it yourself by calling this station and pledging your hard-earned dollars.
I think at least they should pledge just based on the fact that we haven't conducted this pledge-a-thon like this.
We only do this once a year.
Yeah, we only do it once a year. And you know what it really costs to run a station like WCSB? You know, in fact, we're not going to play any music. We're going to bore you to death.
We're not going to. We could talk with NPR-type accents, television.
Dr. Tom Winkle is here from the Faculty Accent Department, and... Tom, how long have you been working here, and why do you continue to working here? Never mind, Tom.
Oh, I've been in the Tweed for 25 years now.
That's a nice suit you're wearing.
I was wearing the Tweed.
And I noticed that the back of your suit is all shiny from all the... There's all the back slapping you've been involved in at those faculty luncheons, Want to get something published?
Publish this!
Oh! Okay.
We need money!
Let's see what was on in the old days when we had something to think of.
I've got 1 hour to convince you how badly we in the station need your support. We have a special, special form of Slack in store tonight. Instead of us giving you Slack for once, you're going to finally give some back to us. Of course, some of you have been doing so all along. Praise Bob. But for the rest of you, oh, this could be the moment of truth, the moment at hand.
You have to love Bob. He loves you, but you love Bob. You have to.
Or else what happens if you don't love Bob?
He'll kill you. He'll Bob you out.
He'll Bob you out.
Bob you out, friends.
You heard it here first.
Heard
if you
it,
don't love
you
Bob,
he'll
Bob you out.
Bob you out.
Baby, sorry.
Well, you know, if you don't pledge, there's going to be more and more
Reverend Stangs.
You're going to have to listen to it forever.
Stangs.
Listen until the money. Dear friends,
we need that money.
My gosh.
Go for it.
Let's get us some spirit going
go.
Here,
look
man.
At those phones light up.
Every time somebody
lies, oh, yeah.
Like that old goat, friends.
Shake it off.
Can you imagine a world without Slack? A world without the hour of Slack? And even almost as bad, a world without
this station.
Because if you don't send some money by midnight tonight, you're going to be wishing to God you had, or Bob.
Or somebody.
The money's no good. Just get a grip on yourself.
The money will be no good following the great collapse, which is imminent. Yes, the time to donate is now, because your money will be no good tomorrow. It's
peak
true.
Slack.
Just look
it's
at your money sitting there in your wallet. It wants to be used. It wants to be useful. And yet, it's just like so many pieces of paper. But if you send now, if you pledge now, if you pledge now, the money will be good.
That's right, because we have a secret plan to ride out the coming collapse. Well, it's not a secret anymore, but we have ways of making the money worth something tomorrow in ways that you will not be able to.
We have ways of making the money work.
For it is written in the scriptures, do not store up treasure on earth, for thieves may get to it, but store up treasure at
this station,
for no thief can touch your money there. And where your money is, so shall your heart be. And if your heart isn't in this radio station, why are you even listening? This is what I ask you.
Yes.
It is easier for a camel to get through the needle's eye than for a rich man to make it into heaven without having divested himself of some of those riches on this station. Saint Stymie de Bergerac has called in with a pledge. We praise Saint Stymie, the greatest peenman in all of the Coventry area.
Consider your donation a little bit of lube, as it were. This will help you squeeze through that eye of the needle.
We're not asking you for an erectile lubrication. We're not asking you for that kind of donation. You could donate your sperm anytime you want. And you know what? They might give you $25 if it works. And you're better off taking that $25 and sending it to
this station.
And I forgot what the hell I was talking about.
Who cares? As long as we get the money and stay on the air.
We're talking pennies a day.
Yeah. Like the levy guy said, how much will this cost, a $100,000 home? Well, none of you own a $100,000 home. You own a $45 car. But if you send $15 now, you may quit smoking. And we may continue to buy CDs and citizens' rights and other things.
Call it the never say quit or never say continue. I don't know.
Yeah, you could play with the idea for
a package.
Yeah, think of, is that worth some money to you folks? Not only will you be listening to
this station,
you'll be smoking its ashtray and shooting its glasses.
This is radio you can smoke.
Yeah, man. Think
but don't
of
let
it.
The authorities know you're smoking this radio
we
station.
We know you've been doing that.
Yeah. We got
heck,
our
we,
eyes
heck,
open.
Heck, we used to before they sealed that window
back
shut.
Back in the day, yeah.
You know, when Bob Dobbs runs out of frop for his pipe, what do you think he puts in his pipe? He puts in
this station.
And your soul!
And you don't have to be as wealthy as Bob to support us.
No, friends, as a matter of fact, a tiny little... We've been bandying about huge figures like $15, $20. Hey, $5. A $5 check or money order thrown into an envelope would make a huge difference.
You get a thank you note.
$10 would make twice as much difference. Yeah. And $100, well,
then
what do they
Lonesome
get for
Cowboy
bucks?
For $100? Lonesome Cowboy Dave will come to your house.
I will not change buttocks.
Place upon your fundament the bestowal of his kiss.
No, I am not a fundamentalist, nor will I smooch a fundament. I may have one as a snack, perhaps.
If you want to kiss the firmament.
Now, there was a $200 cheap meet the Reverend staying at a cheap motel pledge, but nobody's really taken us up on that since a long time ago in Dallas.
Do you think it's the economy, or do you just think it's your disheveled appearance and the fact that you've been in the tabloid so much lately?
A little bit of everything, of course.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of everything.
When the collab starts, everything starts working against the protean.
Peak slack, man.
Yeah. Was it Sata who wheeled the cliff up the hill, or was it Prometheus who liked to eat his own liver, you know? Not here.
Or Wotan, who kept picking his eye hole.
Yeah,
his little scabby hole where his eye used to be.
Right after Bert Lancaster or somebody shoved a big hot stick in there.
Friends, it's not easy being a god.
It isn't.
Well,
it's a bit like juggling, actually.
Some of the time. But it is easy to be the god of this station by being the friendliest, nicest pleasure to call at the last minute and get in your call, your donation to the Hour of Slack. Now, if you're really cool, you'll do it again for the next show.
Think of it, comrades.
Where they actually let you call in if you have the nerve, or if you're if you've had enough coffee.
You know, a $30 donation can actually get you a date with Bob.
That's right. Absolutely.
No touching, no feeling, and no Tostitos at the bar. This is strictly a pre-functional date, as they used to call back in the days.
Bob's a hooker like you.
And fondling Bibles.
Bob's just another hooker like all of us. He'll do it for
this. This may say something about him, the fact that it says a quantity available, unlimited. So he's willing to go out with as many of you ladies as are willing to pony up.
Use your imagination, Gurks. Girls.
6-6-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9 Well, actually, now is the time to say that you are, in fact, listening to a pledge drive on this station.
You know, you think in profusion about how little there is of this active sort of voice in the radio nowadays. Too many people talk about their titties, their twangers. They look at their history or geology books as they get ready for the next adolescent tune. But here on
this station,
you hear a plethora. Is it a plethora?
A plethora
of adult entertainment, and you don't have to use your imagination to watch those boobies flounce or those ideas come out and pink on you.
You don't need a placenta.
No, you don't need that savage placenta. What do you think you are, David Lynch, back in the early days? Pawing around, checking things out? Nah, man. You're born again into the new flesh. A flesh of listeners. A carnal union of millions. Listeners, you can't get out. You must give back.
Okay.
Okay.
I plead you should have this.
Now you can have.
I plead you should have this.
This amazing new symphony
of prosperity.
Generates in the mind of the salesman before it does in the prospect.
You can call in tonight, set it up, you'll never have to think again. And of course, a check or money order is always so much fun.
Come, me gives a golly gosh, and better puke your Pete on full throttle potentate, elsewise your wants will be wagging down on Mammy's hind nanny. Why can't your peas or papa's squeezer when the gushers are going all normal-like? Got you no geisha sense in your sneezing chamber, boy? Heisting an empty platter in your bean bag? Where's your rollerballs, eh? I can't grop me no love grow on this luju-muju band. You're gonna have to spreech English, Jake. Get right with your muscle snake, snunk monkey. Quit spritzing your pleasurer, lessen its snowing white loot juice, baby. Elsewise, your pleating bleeder's blowing hot water. You go blind or please you neither, try not to. Either way, you're getting up on the wrong orbit for this kind of free, needing, bleeding side trade, heh? Well, don't you stand there like a damn nickel slug, or you're going to plus your plimper in righteous hargony, P-boy? Got weenie rivers and fluter tubes, don't you? Join gumptions with the true and the seed brave. And pee for Bob, man, and send your genes. Buy out the gland owners with what you earned with your skinny, peeling face of pain. This has been your enunciator. Thank me.
Amen.
I wonder. Today. Today. Bob, Bob, Bob.
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death which brings me.
Mis amigos queridos, ¿qué quiere en su vida? ¿Riqueza grande?
Bob!
¿Conoce usted Bob Dobbs?
It's a Bob world after all. It's a Bob world after all. It's a Bob world after all. It's a Bob.
This station.
This is the Subgenius Radio Ministry, Hour of Slack.
We are full grown. We are grown up men. We are all past the age of reasoning. It is our mission. It is our task. It's obvious. Yet you still ask. We are going to save the universe. We are going to save the universe. We are going to save the universe. This time? Oh, yes, dear friends, that's right. We'll be saving the universe on this, like I say, it's one chance. The swinging love corpses want you to save the universe. Robert Anton Wilson, our special celebrity guest star, wants us to save the universe. And the Zombies for Bob here answering the phone want they desire. They desire for you to save this universe. So, you know how, you know that number. You've memorized it by now. It's been hammered into your head enough.
Hello, listener. I'm your guardian angel, Sergio. I just stopped by to ask if you were donating to Radiothon this year. What? You're not? But don't you understand how important Radiothon is? Let me show you how things would be if no one donated to Radiothon. See that over there? That's
this station.
But wait, those aren't the same DJs you know and love. Because no one donated to Radiothon,
this station
ran out of funds. When that happened, everyone had to leave, and now the evil preppy kids have come in to turn
this station
into a farm club for commercial radio. And now they're doing a 5-hour Dave Matthews marathon. Ah! Stop polluting my station with those unholy sounds! And look over there, that's little Johnny Indie Rocker. But he's not an indie rocker now. Without
this station,
he was unable to get turned on to underground rock music like The Shins or the Brian Jonestown Massacre. Instead, he's been listening to Creed and Limp Bizkit because the corporate music machine has fooled him into thinking that sort of music is alternative rock.
This station
was never around to show him the real alternative, and now he's screaming nonsense about the Nookie and listening to that ironic cover of George Michael over and over again. And look at all the blues fans. They've got the blues, all right, because they don't have any blues to listen to on the radio! And I could show you all the downtrodden punk, metal, jazz, folk, reggae, and ethnic music fans, but I think you get the point. All radio has become a swirling vortex of tripe, drivel, and crap because there was no
this station
to redeem it. The corporate music machine got its way, so now all there is to listen to on the radio is country, top 40, and Dave Matthews. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can still donate to Radiothon. All you have to do is call
this station,
and a friendly operator will be ready to take your pledge. Remember, every donation is like a silver bullet in the heart of the corporate radio beast. It's your donation that will support us and keep us afloat. What's that? You'll donate? Woohoo! Go ahead and call
this station
right now.
Attain status, luck, prosperity by blowing them off.
But don't blow off that pledge drive, friends.
Bob's promise is to widen the scope and nature of abnormal behavior.
I'm not going to... We ain't going to be taking no guff this time. This time, you are going to pay up. You are going to call. Because that sweet name of... In the sweet name of Bob, my friend, what else can you do? What else you going to do with that money? Well, I can probably think of all kinds of things you could do with that money. Oh, yes, friend. See, if you don't call in, that's all you're going to hear all across this nation forever. And it won't even be Elvis, probably. That's the shame of it all. It'd be the bald-headed Elvis from Michigan, I guess.
But you're laughing. Oh, yeah, you're laughing, saying, oh, I don't care. I don't care if radioactive rain destroys all the fish and fauna and pollutes the water from me not supporting the station. Oh, I don't care if firestorms kill all dormant seeds on Earth, making regeneration of plant life possible. Oh, I'd just as soon get
this station
for free. I don't have a spare $10 because I'm going to spend it on cigarettes and liquor and false slack. Oh, yeah, I don't care if vast quantities of nitrogen oxide dramatically increase ultraviolet radiation to the point where humans and animals are blind and we can't even hear the hour of slack with our eyes. Oh, just compromise your immune system by not pledging a penny, or even worse, by pretending to be a subgenius and pledging but never even actually sending the check. Huh? Sick creatures out there. They don't even care.
So, I mean, it is so ironic because some of these false preachers can raise millions and millions of dollars. No problem there. Well, I tell you what, I challenge you, Jim Swaggart. I challenge you, Jim Baker. I challenge you, Oral Roberts. You see this hand here? You see this hand in front of me, Mr. Jim Baker? This is called the Claw, and it's got the power of Dobbs in it, and the power of Bob. And I challenge you to show your ugly face here at this radio station and come forward. Go ahead, come forward with all your millions. I'm ready to have a match without rules. No rules at all. One will survive, one only. One minister will leave the match still breathing if one of you goody-goody preachers has the guts to show up. Yes. I'm sitting here drinking some Texas Select beer, friends. Beer! You hear that, Jimmy Swaggart? You don't drink beer, oh no, or smoke on frop, because you don't know the power of these herbs. I challenge any minister do-gooder out there to show up. All of you, with all your TV shows and all your bought-off politicians, your paid-off judges, do any trick you want, but I got the Claw, I got the power of Bob, and the power of Texas Select. And you, my friend listener, has the power to call
this station.
Do it. The times, the end times get closer and closer every minute. Imagine some guy or some gal driving around out there. They're tired of listening to the same old music on their conspiracy radio show, so they try switching channels, and they come upon this. They hear these voices talking, and they think, now what is this, a talk show, a church show, a comedy? I mean, oh my God, are these people serious? It's too developed to be a joke. Should I kill them, or should I? Which will it be, friend? Which will it be? Kill us or pay us. Either way, call
this station.
There's some have-nots out there, I know. By definition, many subgeniuses are have-nots in money, but they do have slack, and at least they know what they're missing. So you've done okay by not having money, haven't you? And so therefore, it won't hurt you a bit. It won't hurt you to have a bit less. And the money doesn't go to me. It doesn't even go to the will of Dobbs. It doesn't even go to someone else. Your membership money does, though. It goes to keep
this station
on the air without
this station.
You won't get the hour slack free. You'll be like everybody else out there.
Give to us something to live for. Anything. We need hope now, love.
Son of a bitch!